Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As this week began, I invited you to come along with me on this excursion, a trip from outside Genesis 3 all the way over to the New Testament and the books of Romans and 2 Corinthians, so that we can talk together about the doctrine or the teaching of the imputation of Adam's sin to every person since Adam. And when we set out on Monday, I mentioned that this biblical truth might be hard, not so much for you to understand, but more so for you to accept, for you to believe. It may not seem fair or just or right for God to impute Adam's sin to you. That may be how you are feeling, especially as I have, hopefully adequately, explained this imputation from within the pages of the Bible. If this is how you have responded to the teaching thus far, I understand. God works in mysterious ways. What he does is above us and so often far beyond us. When we deal with the Lord God, we do not evaluate him in the same way we do one another. He is God. We are mere humans. As he himself says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 55. Or as the Apostle Paul put it, also in Romans chapter 11, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways." Having said that, if you will think of imputation as a coin, there are two sides to it. I have a coin here. It is an American quarter. On one side, I see the profile of George Washington and the word liberty. It actually says, "In God we trust." And there is the year this quarter was produced. That is one side. But then I turn it over and I see a scene from Massachusetts, the state in which I live. This is one coin, this is one quarter, but it has two sides. There are two sides to every coin. Likewise, there are two sides to imputation. And frankly, when you hear about this other side, then I predict two things are going to happen. First, you will feel much better about imputation. Indeed, you will rejoice because you will see the genius, the absolute pure wisdom of God in action in your life, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. Second, you will see that for this other side of imputation to be right, to be accurate, then what we have already discussed, the imputation of Adam's sin to us, must also be right or be accurate. That is, we cannot have one without the other. And so as we turn the coin, turn with me also, if you can, in your Bible to Romans chapter 5, but this time verses 18 and 19. I will read Romans 5, verses 18 and 19. "So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so, through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous." That was Romans 5, 18 and 19, and I commend this to you for your weekend reading. If you will read it, see it on the printed page or the electronic page for yourself. What I will say will make more sense to you. Romans 5, 18 and 19. It's just two verses. The first thing I want you to notice is that the first part of verse 18 and the first part of verse 19 reiterate what we already know. Paul summarizes what he has written beginning in verse 12, which is the verse we have discussed thus far this week. You will remember that verse states that when Adam sinned, we sinned. sin and the punishment for sin, which is death, entered the world through Adam and then spread to all of us. We are all sinners. So that in verse 18a, Paul writes, "So then, as through one transgression, there resulted condemnation to all men." That is true. Adam transgressed God's law, and God punished Adam. We read about that in Genesis 3, verses 17 through 19. Then God imputed, God credited to our account Adam's one transgression, and we all fell under the condemnation of God. Paul says, all men, meaning all people, men and women. This is what the first part of Romans 5:18 is saying quite clearly, like there is no misunderstanding Paul here. But just in case we are being obtuse and still not getting it, listen again to the first part of verse 19. This is Romans 5, verse 19a. "For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners." Ah, this is plain, direct, and explicit. The one man is Adam, and Adam disobeyed God big time. And the many were made sinners. That is, every single person, with literally only one exception, Jesus Christ. The guilt of Adam's sin was not imputed to Christ. Jesus had no sin. As both Isaiah and Peter write, Jesus committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2, verse 22. But we are guilty of sin from the moment we are born. We all have a sin nature. We are all born sinners. Why? Because through one man's disobedience, the many are made sinners. Romans chapter 5, verse 19a. That's the first part of verse 19. This word made ought to capture our attention. M-A-D-E, made. You heard it there in Romans 5, 19a. The many were made sinners. In the Greek language, this word means to set in order, to appoint, or to properly set down in place. Lloyd Jones defines it this way: it means to set down in the rank of, or to place in the category of, or to appoint to a particular class. This is well defined. Through Adam's disobedience, the rest of humankind were made sinners. We were set down in the rank of sinners. We were placed in the category of sinner, and we have been appointed by God to this particular class, the sinning class. We were regarded by God as sinners. Imputation, friends. Keep this word made in mind. And now let me highlight the second thing I want you to see in verses 18 and 19 of Romans 5. This is what I really want you to capture. Are you ready? Imputation is also God giving Christ your sin and God giving you Christ's righteousness. Let me lay that on you again, because this is great truth. This is the kind of truth that will make you rejoice. And by you, I mean fellow Christians. What I have just said applies to all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Imputation is also God giving Christ your sin and God giving you Christ's righteousness. This insight emerges from the second part of verse 18 and the second part of verse 19. Listen to Romans 5, 18b. "Even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men." Ah, so through the one act of righteousness, that is, Christ's death on the cross, there resulted justification of life to all believers. Now listen to Romans 5, verse 19b. "Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous." Ah, so through obedience of the one. Notice one is capitalized, meaning Christ. Through Christ's obedience, the many, that's us, will be made There is that word again, made, will be made righteous. This means that God gave Christ our sin, and God gave us Christ's righteousness. God imputed our sins to Christ, and God imputed Christ's righteousness to us. God credited our sins to Christ's account, and God credited Christ's righteousness to our account. How awesome is that? I told you imputation is like a coin with two sides, and this second side makes the first side true. It is true that Adam's sin was imputed to us, and we sinned. That made us unrighteous. But it is also true that the sin of every Christian was imputed to Christ, and that makes the Christian, listen, this makes the Christian righteous. Christians, we have the righteousness of Christ because God imputed this to us. We're going to have to talk more about this, and we will do so, Lord willing, on Monday. But let me leave you with a verse from 2 Corinthians that really summarizes this second dimension to the imputation of God nicely. It is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. This is from the Apostle Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, chapter 5, verse 21. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I invite you to read that also this weekend. I invite you to dwell on this amazing truth. And then join us again on Monday as we continue to make sense of imputation and as together we continue to discover who our great God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.